There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Then we got Katie Pollock on the 2020s there. How you doing, buddy?
Why'd you do that to Hody like that?
What do you mean?
Oh, we got Jax Gregley, we got Hody, and then we got Katie!
This is his one time working on the show in the last 6 months, and probably for the next 6 months, the man's got three jobs like Seacrest. Of course, like, and Hody's here too.
Oh, Hody did like, well, you know those wine walks that they do on like Instagram, where they, people take the glass of wine and they walk and just tell you all their thoughts?
I thought that would be something different. It was right on the nose.
It was wine walks. They didn't get too creative there. They really hit it. That's what I saw with Hody on Facebook today. Hody's doing his sports version of wine walks.
Well, we are going to wine walk it all day long. Right? Just without the wine, because they don't let us drink on air, which I think is a crime, but that's okay.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Depending on how bloody this trade deadline gets coming up in 2 hours, we could feel like drinking by the end of the show.
Well, when I was an intern a million years ago at a station in Chicago, one of the reasons why I believe I first wanted to get into radio was the idea that I saw one of the hosts leave with an airplane bottle coming out of the bathroom, and I'm like, this is just what radio is.
Yeah.
That's not what radio is.
Yeah, well, no, that's what radio was.
That's what radio was.
Now we got people sanitizing doorknobs before the show. You know, we got to make sure, like, we got to make sure we're proper here.
Yeah.
Like, 30 years ago, there'd be a pile of yayo right here on the countertop, and everybody just take a toot as you walk through the studio. Now it's like, is everything disinfected? Are we good? Have we taken our nasal lozenges? Like the nasal game is just different on radio now than it was 30 years ago.
That's all it is. Okay.
Everything's about the nasal game.
Your yayo?
That's not. I felt like that was the best one.
I thought it worked. I just never heard it before.
You've never heard yayo?
No.
Well, work with me. You're going to hear a lot of synonyms for white powders.
Okay, good. All right.
But no, today's the trade deadline, and a trade hath sprung for the Cleveland Browns. Za'Darius Smith, there's a pick swap too. You get a sixth rounder next year, and then you send a seventh rounder back. But in 2025, you get a fifth round pick. How about laser eyes? I mean, GMs.
We're not doing that today?
Oh, wait. Is that still a thing?
We're not celebrating Andrew Berry today? He didn't fleece the Lions? That's not what's happening today?
No, I believe, isn't this the same deal, or roughly the same deal that you got to get it to Za'Darius, right? Minus a fifth round pick, but it was like a pick swap. You got to... We're moving around deck chairs here, right?
Yeah, we talked about a fourth round. We wanted a fourth round pick. You didn't get a fourth round pick, so no laser eyes for Andrew Berry. I saw Jerry Jones laser eyes today. I saw all sorts of laser eyes for different people.
All right, Jerry Jones does not get laser eyes for giving up a fourth round pick for Jonathan Mingo.
Listen, you think I'm joking. There were laser eyes. I'm gonna send you the photo right now.
Are they stealing the bit? Are they stealing the bit?
Everyone is stealing the bit. So, like, Brad Holmes had laser eyes today. Jerry Jones had laser eyes today. Like, I don't know that it was ever exclusively a Browns bit. I think maybe we just own that section of the internet, I guess. And, yeah, everyone does laser eyes.
I'm going to say I think they're stealing our bit, because it feels better if we started the laser eyes and then everybody else is trying to copy that, because it'd be funny if anybody wanted to copy something that involved the Cleveland Browns.
I sent you laser eye Jerry Jones with the theme park in the background that says Jerry World on it, and it's absolutely fantastic. He's got a big one of those 10-gallon hats on. Seems like he's having a great time.
Here's what I'll tell you. Let's retire the laser eyes in general. They're 2-7. And we can haggle at some point over this, that, and the other. Who's responsible for it? I'm sure we'll have the Blame Dee Podesta crowd. There's the nebulous, it's all Jimmy Haslam's fault. And can't say that you're wrong in that. I'm sure we can really get into the nits and grits of, is it Barry or Stefanski? That's for later in the show. But just for right now, can we just simmer down? Because the trade was the thing. Like, this is actually the thing that I think this proves is the trade stuff is the thing that we had given Andrew Berry so much credit for. So the fact that when the optics say maybe his job is in jeopardy, he got a fifth round pick for a guy with, what, 5.5 sacks or 5 sacks, and who is like, who's probably going to be one of the more impactful players traded, even if he's still a rotational player or fringe starter, whatever you want to call him, I think that's telling. Again, I'm not here. This is not like the, oh, bleep Andrew Berry. I just think like, oh, Amari Cooper, the first Za'Darius trade. Like, that was a huge, huge rock that the Andrew Berry is a good GM church was built on. And so today, I understand it if Browns fans feel like, oh, you get a fifth rounder for a guy who's actually having a good season and who has some modicum of value. I understand. I don't necessarily share.
Yeah, I look at what the Saints and the Commanders trade was with Marshawn Lattimore, though. It's like a third and a fourth and a sixth or something like that. And it's like, oh, the initial reports was they got a king's ransom. They got a hell of a return. What a haul. And it's like, oh, Marshawn Lattimore, one of the best corners in the league, got only that? I mean, Jalen Ramsey a couple years ago was getting it twice. He historically twice got multiple first-round picks. Like, I just wonder if the market, with the amount of bad teams we had and the amount of teams that aren't willing to go ahead and be buyers right now, I just wonder if the market's set up this way.
There's a little bit
of a defensive Barry there, but I just wonder if it's set up this way.
I also think it's not just that. I think the Browns and Saints are in similar categories of teams that everybody knows are up you-know-what creek. And so the leverage that you might have if this was a, well, we're like a 500 team, we know we're not going to win a championship, and you know we'll deal with the right price, I think that's different. I think people know that Andrew Berry might be singing for his supper and trying to trade for his job. I think the Saints are in the same situation where it's like, you're in salary cap hell, you're no good, this is a rebuild is about to be triggered here, so you know, you got to get something for Marshawn Lattimore, so this is what we're going
to
give you.
Yeah, I guess I wonder what the sell to the Haslams is if you're Andrew Berry. Do you go back to them and you're like, hey, listen, now we got nine picks in next year's draft. Is that what you're trying to do there? I just think it just made sense from a GM perspective, whether he thinks he's the GM long-term or not, this is the type of move that you have to do. When Za'Darius Smith is there, you have to try to get rid of him and get something in return, because even if you're not going to be the GM long term, it just looks like GM malpractice if you don't.
I do think, though, there's some, I want to caution us in putting too much eggs into the basket of what the Browns do today is going to signal, like, you know, whether Barry or Stefanski is going to be here. I don't think anyone knows. I'll be honest with you.
No, nobody knows.
I don't think Jimmy knows. I guarantee you he's steaming mad, candidly. I guarantee you he's not happy.
But he didn't look happy at the Bucks game last night,
yeah,
by the way.
Well, I've heard like there were some other moments where he was super frustrated. Like, and it makes sense. Like, owners don't like this whether they're going to fire people or not. But I would just, like, you know, this idea that if they make one or two more trades, is that a sign that Andrew Berry is going to be here? I just wouldn't put a lot of stock into that.
No, and we couldn't really even read. That's what I'm trying to tell you, though, is that with the Za'Darius Smith trade, it's not like we can read into anything that they're trying to do right now anyway. Because it's what you are always going to do in this type of situation. Whether you think you're the GM long-term or not, you're always going to try to get rid of Za'Darius. And at least, even if you're getting somebody else's house in order, if you're not doing that, then it tells Haslam even more that you're not the guy for the job.
I do think the Saints are the warning sign that we have to make sure that the Browns don't become, and that is chasing bad money with good money. And like, if you look at how they handled the end of Drew Brees' career and how they just were like, hey, our ceiling is a 9-win team, and we're going to see if we strike magic with Derek Carr and Jameis, and maybe we'll even try Taysom Hill for a moment there at quarterback. And then we're going to bring in a young developmental guy like Spencer Rattler. Like, everything they tried has failed.
Okay, but yeah, but I think there's a defining difference there. I think with the Marshawn Lattimore move, what they told you is, we have a $1,000 watch. We went to the pawn shop. We got $250 for it because we had some debts that we owed, and that's what we're going to have. Browns didn't do that.
No.
Za'Darius Smith isn't doing that.
I'm saying what the Saints have done since it was apparent Drew Brees was washed and Sean Payton was walking off into Walmart retirement money. like how they've operated, which is to chase, I would say relevance, chase mediocrity.
Instead of just folding up and saying we owe a lot of money.
Yeah, instead of just being the thing of we're going to take a one-year hit or a one-and-a-half-year hit.
Yeah, I get
that. And this is going to get ugly, and you're not going to like it, but we're not going to try and polish this thing. We're not going to completely tear it down to the studs.
So are you worried then that the Browns are going to turn into that, where we have such a core, the way the Saints had such a core, that we start chasing this instead of just doing a complete and utter tear down and just get rid of basically everybody? We chase this and turn into what the Saints have been in the previous couple years?
I could see Barry and Stefanski selling to Haslam.
I mean, how Daryl yesterday, Nick, sorry to cut you off, but Daryl yesterday said he didn't think we'd be competitive until 2029.
Yeah, that's hyperbole. Like, it doesn't take teams that long to...
I agree with you,
3 years is not... Like, again, he might end up being right, but that's just... Like, he's basing that off of 10 years ago Cleveland Browns, not what's happened the last 4 years. But if I'm Barry and Stefanski and I'm feeling the heat, if that is what's true, what I sell to them is, well, we still got Denzel. We still got Miles. We really just need a quarterback. And the reality is that's what Mickey Loomis sold to the Bensons for 4 years. And then all of a sudden, now there's rumors, well, you know, Mickey's really upset that he had to fire Dennis. He didn't really like to make this move. Yeah, because he was probably waiting until the end of the season to fire him at the right time so he could save his own bacon. Like,
right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's like...
Well, that was self-preservation, but it did work, did it not?
Yeah, like, and here's the other...
Still kept his job, which I think...
Well, for now.
Sometimes, though, I think we do forget about those side of things. Like, we always think about, like, what's in the best interest of us, what's in the best interest of our own team, and sometimes we fail to realize that, like, Andrew Berry's trying to save his job. He's going to do whatever it takes to save his job.
Well, and I think it's interesting. I could see them selling either way. I think right now it makes a lot more sense to be like, hey, we've got our core. We've spent the money on this team. Let's do this.
I think they believe in this core, don't you?
Yeah, but I think the next 8 games could change that.
Okay.
Like, I really do think, like, there's something about them standing pat outside of the obvious moves of Zadarius. And maybe it's I've heard a little too much of acid tongue Zach Jackson this morning.
He was on fire today.
Daryl, who's been on fire for, I think, a week or two. I think everybody's coming around to the idea of, well, they're not a good football team. What does that mean? I mean, if they go 3-14, guys, this offseason, I hate to do this because I can just kind of see a path. They could get to this offseason and decide that there could be a bloodbath coming. Like, you mentioned Nick Chubb yesterday, but, like, think of Wyatt Teller. Think of Joel Bitonio with a year left on his contract. Like, think of guys, even a guy who I don't think should be traded, like a good football player who's making a difference, like Dalvin Tomlinson. Like, they could just shed a lot of good football players, but more importantly, they could shed a lot of guys that they really, really like. Meaning like what I'm saying, friends like an Njoku, like a Nick Chubb, anybody but Miles, basically. I mean, even Denzel, because the concussions might be in that realm. And I think that is, I mean, that has me sweating because, like, you kind of thought,
is that,
like,
based off the next 8 games, or is that based off of, like, wouldn't they already know that answer right now?
Well, no, right now, today, you're selling Haslam. If you're Barry and Stefanski, we can fix it. We can fix this thing. Let's see how the next 8 games go. But next year, we're only a quarterback away. That gives them let's see these 8 games. That gives them the flexibility to go, hey, we saw the 8 games, and you know what? I think it's time for major change. And I think you're going to see some dexterity of wit from Barry and Stefanski. And I think it's going to appear, again, if you and I were in those meetings, we'd say, well, didn't you just talk out by both sides of your mouth? No. Now, I think today you're selling, well, let's see how this goes, so that you have the card to play in January of, I mean, Nick just isn't cutting it. And you know what, David, we can get a third rounder for him, a fourth rounder for him. Dalvin's making a lot of money. He's a really good football player, but maybe we can get a fourth rounder for him.
Yeah, like, but then they would be giving up their entire core, and I don't know what the sell would then be if you're Barry and Stefanski and everyone.
Well, no, I mean, I think you'll just say, like, well, we got our 2 playoff appearances. I think it's time to have a retool, rebuild.
Which, if we're talking about preserving your jobs, ideal world for them is you tear it all down to the studs, and then you get another 5 years to eventually figure out whether you have it or don't have it.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, we're talking about, like, having your job for as long as you possibly can. Andrew Berry would love a 10-year run, even if a 10-year run ends up with the one playoff win. It just takes Jimmy Haslam so long to figure it out that the guy doesn't have it in whatever direction you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I listen, this is not specific to Andrew or Kevin. I think so much of keeping your job long-term in the NFL with some of these, with some of the billionaires, is a sleight of hand, right? It is right. Managing expectations.
It is until it isn't, right? Like, Hinkie got away with it in Philadelphia until eventually they're like, oh, you've been telling us to trust this process, and now we're 5 years into this, and we've gotten nothing out of this process.
I mean, Mickey Loomis is a guy who's coasting off a Super Bowl win from 15 years ago, and they've had, I want to say, 5 winning seasons since then.
He is a pro at being able to keep your job, though.
But I mean, I think like, if you really want to get to, like, I do think Andrew's really good at that. And I don't mean that in like a mean way or a careerist way, but I think Andrew and Kevin and Paul DePodesta, I think they're really good at trying to manage the room. Now, eventually, at some point, old Jimmy's going to rear his head. Like, you cannot contain a billionaire who starts to lose at a level and gets mad at it, because that's the guy that signs the checks and that's the guy that owns the franchise.
But Jimmy right now is the laughingstock of the league, and he knows it.
Do you think Za'Darius is going to be the only move today?
I think this is it. I think you would say that as well. I think this is it. I don't think there's anything else coming in the next hour and 40 or so.
Mm-hmm.
We talked yesterday about Njoku. That one seems like that's gone. I'm open to the idea of anybody being out there, because I think, as we discussed, in the offseason, you might have to make some of these moves anyway. I think this is it, though. I think they're going to try to convince themselves that the core is the core.
I think today is about trying to make sure you manage expectations internally and sell. We got to evaluate. And, I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on Kevin specifically for the final 8 games, but from Andrew, hey, let's be patient here. Let's not overreact at 2-7.
Well, and the market does suck, Nick. Like, just based off of what Marshawn Lattimore and that return was, like, the market does kind of stink, because you got a lot of teams that are willing to sell. Again, we had 9 2-win teams. There's a lot of teams out there that are willing to give out parts.
Well, and I just don't think you have the things that you might be willing to sell don't have the kind of value. Like, Za'Darius, Shelby Harris, like, Rodney, if Rodney's, like, there's a lot of nice football players, but in terms of value for what they could get in a trade market, I don't know how much there really is.
Yeah.
Unless all of a sudden you decide, unless you've laid the tracks for, hey, we're going to restructure Njoku's contract with a new team, so they'll give us this. It'll take the money off. But even that feels like a February trade that doesn't feel like a today trade.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For a lot of reasons.
I do think a lot of fans, though, will look at it and they'll say, Amari and Za'Darius, if you ever needed the signs that you can't tell anyone, and maybe we were already there, I was already there, I think you were already there, but Miles on Friday, you know, after the game on Sunday, talking about how this team can still win and go off a string of wins and all that, Za'Darius and Amari tells you anything you need to know. Like, today's about, that's the nail in the coffin of the season.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. As we start the show today, Za'Darius Smith, Gonzo to Detroit, basically for a 5th-round pick and a pick swap in 2026. We'll just start with your reaction. Were you disappointed with what you heard with that trade result for the Cleveland Browns? I think there is, hey, you traded a really good football player, and that sucks. And then there's the, well, then you got a fifth round pick, and nobody gets excited about fifth round picks. But we've got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We do have Albert Breer coming up at 5:20 today of the MMQB. We'll make it all make sense with Albert at 5:20. But as we get started on the show, did you like the Za'Darius Smith trade? And Zach Jackson laid it out bare for you for where the Browns are. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.